We walked on to a small clearing. There were stones all about and a wall made of dirt. Stones were above, and light filled the space above us. This place was about the size of a ballroom. I didn't understand why this was so. It seemed to be in color. Jesus said, "What I'm going to reveal to you is about evil works of the devil, and I want it told unto the world." Jesus was revealing to me what goes on in hell and upon the earth. For out of the heart of hell comes forth invisible demon powers that join forces with the prince and powers of the air, causing much damage to the earth through Satan. But we have power over the devil in the name of Jesus. Jesus said Satan is a deceiver, and I will reveal his tricks unto many. And as he spoke and began to explain these things to me, where the stones were, there seemed to be music coming out into the air. And as I watched, I saw Satan come out, and two men on each side of him, and they had their backs unto me. They had a black robes on. And as Satan raised his arm, out of the side of the stone of this wall came five women. And these women had flesh upon them. They looked real. And they began to stand in a line before the devil. And they began to do types of dancing into music as Satan raised his arms. And I watched in horror as I looked at these beautiful women. They were beautiful in form. They seemed to be immaculate. But yet somehow inside of me, I knew they represented seducing spirits upon the lands. I watched as Satan raised his arm and the women stopped dancing, and there seemed to be fire that would come about their feet. An evil presence filled the place, an awful, evil, seducing presence of the devil. Oh, my God, I thought, what is he about to do? He began to speak to these women. He began to instruct them what to do upon the earth, and he began to tell them how they were going to go upon the earth and do certain things, demonic powers, evil forces in many places. He told them they would go all over the world and do seducing works for the devil, and they would begin to seduce souls into hell. I watched as he gave them commandments and he spoke unto them, and as they began to praise the devil, and he warned them if they would not listen to him, what would happen to him. He raised his arms again, and my children right before my eyes, I saw their bodies begin to fall apart. And only a form remained full of demons and evil spirits. Only dead gray flesh remained, and their skeleton was full of demons. Oh, my God, I screamed to Jesus, what is this? The Lord said, "Listen and behold." These evil spirits began to cry unto Satan, "Dear Satan, we will obey you. Give us back our forms." And as they spoke, my people, snakes began to crawl out of these forms. Oh, my Lord Jesus, how horrible, I cried. Jesus said, "Hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the churches. These skeleton forms possess much evil. I saw the evil beings speaking to Satan, but they could not see us. Oh, Satan, give us back our forms," they cried, "and we'll obey and do your will." An evil laughter filled the air, and Satan waved his arm again, and the evil beings returned as women. "Listen and obey," he said. "Do my bidding at all cost and serve me." This is the devil talking. "You shall keep these beautiful forms as long as you obey me. When I release you, you shall go upon the earth to all these places." And as I looked, Satan raised his arm again, and on the stone wall appeared a type of movie. And in this movie place, you could see all parts of the world. You could see stores, you could see banks, you could see nightclubs, a beach, a bakery shop, a department store. All over these places on this wall projected different places in the earth. Satan laughed and said, "You will deceive many and cause many to fall from the truth of Jesus Christ. You shall seduce many. You shall go all over the world and do my works of evil and return to me with reports." My friend, the devil is real. We have power over the devil in the name of Jesus. But in the book of Ephesians, he says, "Put on the full armor of God, that you may resist the devil, and he will flee." Satan laughed and said, "There is no end to what I will do." I watched the screen again, and the people of all walks of life flashed before me. Satan said, "I will send you evil, seducing spirits to different parts of the world to get me souls. You shall lure souls into witchcraft, different cults and different sins, different false doctrines and different religions, to plant seeds of subjection, to lead men and women astray from the true gospel of Jesus Christ, and to destroy the works of Jesus Christ. This was Satan instructing these seducing spirits what to do upon the earth. People hear what Satan is trying to do. Satan told him, "You shall have much power to use your invisible forms to do much harm. The carnal mind cannot see you." A tall stand was brought before the devil, and papers were upon it. He picked them up and began to read to these women, and he began to instruct them what to do. Jesus said, "Watch and hear and learn of the deceiving tricks of Satan." Satan instructed the women as this: "Pick out many souls each week and work on them. I will give you a certain number of days to accomplish this task. Now go to all the places that you see up on the screen. In 1 month you shall report here again, and I promise you that men will desire you and you will have other spirits to help you as you call. I will win against God," he cried. Jesus said, "People, you are in a war against Satan." The devil raised his arm, and again as the women began to laugh and seemed to go up into a vapor of smoke up out of hell into the earth, I looked at the movie screen again and I saw these seducing spirits launching out over the earth. Satan said, "I hate the Lord, and I will work much evil against God. I will win." I thought, "Oh, my Lord, how awful Satan is to do such horrifying things against God's people." I watched as this movie screen disappeared, and a tall stand was again brought before the devil. He picked up some more papers and began to read them. And then I saw as he turned around and him and the men turned and vanished away. I pray that the prayer warriors out there hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto them. And they begin to cry out against sin and cry out against the works of darkness and to bind these seducing forces that Satan sends out of hell. For we have the power in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, "These things are true and these sorrows are real," said Jesus. Souls are dying every seconds of time. Souls are slipping into hell. The screams are heard by the Spirit of God. Jesus said, "We must work while it is day, for night cometh and no man shall work." The sickle is ready to gather the harvest. God's voice is like a trumpet. He spoke in a voice that sounds like many waters and said, "Listen and hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. Many are you in the valleys of decision. Don't wait until Jesus says it's too late. Jesus will keep you from these deceiving and seducing spirits and give you wisdom over them. He said, "I will protect you from evil. I will keep you in all your ways. I will save your family. I will save your loved ones. Call upon me today and live, saith the Lord. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the Spirit shall reap life everlasting, but he that soweth to the flesh shall reap corrupt." My friend, I'm trying to the best of my ability to reveal unto you what I saw and what I heard. These things are true, and they are revealed to the church in this hour. I pray that the knowledge of hell will be opened up to you